and welcome everybody to another episode of The Leadership Drip. I'm your host, Clay Green. It's great to be back with you again today. On today's episode, we're looking into the topic of employee coaching and the often misunderstood performance improvement plan. Whether you're a manager looking to enhance your team's performance or an employee navigating through the challenging phase, this episode's for you. So let's jump right in. Employee coaching is more than just a management buzzword. It's a crucial aspect of fostering professional development within an organization. It's about unlocking an individual's potential, providing guidance, and creating an environment that encourages growth. Think of it as a partnership between the coach and the employee, with the goal of achieving personal and professional milestones. One of the key elements of effective coaching is active listening. Managers need to understand their employees' strengths, weaknesses, and aspirations. By establishing open communication channels, a coach can tailor their approach to each individual, creating a customized plan for success. Now let's talk about the performance improvement plan. It's commonly known as a PIP. Often viewed with apprehension, a PIP is actually a valuable tool when used correctly. It's not a punitive measure, but rather an opportunity for both the employee and the organization to address performance issues and work towards an improvement. A PIP typically includes clear and measurable goals, a timeline for the improvement to take place, and a support system. It's a structured approach to identify specific areas that need enhancement and provides a roadmap for achieving those improvements. It's essential to view it as a collaborative effort between the employee and the manager, fostering accountability on both ends. While employee coaching and PIPs can be highly beneficial, they do come with their fair share of challenges and misconceptions. Some employees may fear that a PIP is a precursor to a termination, leading to anxiety and resistance. On the managerial side, misconceptions about coaching solely as a corrective measure can hinder the process of building a positive and supportive work culture. To overcome these challenges, it's crucial to communicate transparently and emphasize the development aspect of the coaching. Managers should focus on creating a growth-oriented environment where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities and employees feel empowered to seek guidance. Remember, successful coaching is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. Regular check-ins, constructive feedback, and a commitment to continuous improvement are key elements. By fostering a culture of learning and development, organizations can create a positive and thriving working environment. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Leadership Drip. If you found today's discussion valuable, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and please leave us a review. Stay tuned for more insightful conversations on leadership and business. Until next time, I'm Clay Green, and I'll catch you leaders on the next episode.